Canal enthusiasts from all over the world have been in central New York this week for the 2017 World Canals Conference. One of the reasons organizers chose the area is its intimate history with the Erie Canal, which is celebrating the bicentennial of the start of its construction this year. WRVO's Ellen Abbott takes a look back at the canal that forever changed New York State and the rest of the country.
It was the single largest public works project ever undertaken in the world at the time it was started.
I've got an old mule and her name is Belle. 15 years on the Erie Canal.
The challenge was the Erie Canal, was no one had ever built one that long.
15 years on the Erie Canal.
It really truly changed New York State and changed the country.
The first discussion about a canal goes back to the 1700s, when a fledgling nation looked to unite the country's east coast with its vast interior.
This canal had everything to do with the expansion of the west, and it had everything to do with growing our state.
Canal researcher Mike Allen says the Appalachian Mountains got in the way of an easy passage, so the search was on for a way to get from east to west and back again. Some famously poo-pooed the idea of a canal, like Thomas Jefferson. So it was left to some New Yorkers, led by future Governor DeWitt Clinton, to create a waterway between Albany and Buffalo.
It just made sense, and it was going to benefit everyone. So everybody pulled together for it.
One of the problems was cash. The federal government wasn't interested in paying the $7 million tab, but among those who saw a real benefit, the salt manufacturers near Syracuse. Onondaga Historical Association historian Dennis Connors says they allowed the state to impose a levy on every barrel of salt sold to pay for construction.
So salt manufacturers don't object to this particularly because they realize, well, once this canal is done, our industry is going to explode because we're going to be able to ship this stuff much cheaper and be much more competitive in the marketplace.
Work began in Rome in 1817 because it was the easiest stretch to dig. And there were problems, especially near Rochester and Buffalo, according to canal historian Dan Ward.
There were engineering challenges all the way. That whole western section is blasted out of rock. It wasn't dug. Nobody dug through that. It was solid rock.
It was finally completed in 1825 to much fanfare. It was so successful it was expanded within 20 years. And along the way, it created cities and towns and villages dependent on canal travel, according to Erie Canal Museum Executive Director Natalie Stetson.
Syracuse wouldn't be here without the Erie Canal. All the different cities you think of, Albany, Rochester, Syracuse, Buffalo, that's why we exist.
It was expanded again at the start of the 20th century with the construction of the state's barge canal, which is still in operation today.
This is a flood control system for the places where 80% of the upstate New York population live, including a number of fairly large cities. It's also irrigation for, you know, our rich agriculture up here.
The old canal may be best known now for recreation. The old towpath has morphed into a popular bike trail. There's also the historic draw of the canal. An on-site blacksmith is one of the attractions at the Chittenango Landing Canal Boat Museum, where director Christine O'Neill says 52,000 visitors stopped last year.
They've self-reported from 47 states and 14 countries, which is the largest geographic distribution we've had in the last probably decade here.
And a new generation is learning about the canal. The seventh graders from Fayetteville Manlius sift through artifacts in Chittenango.
Pieces. Yeah, we got some old nails and stuff.
And screws.
And
we got whatever this is. We got some ceramics.
And teachers like Beck Stevens appreciate the authenticity of the museum.
We want to get the kids out of the classroom and get their hands on the history.
A history that really goes beyond central New York.
This single engineering project took a third world country and made it into the primary economic force in the entire world.
You can always tell your neighbor, you can always tell your pal if he's ever navigated on the Erie Canal.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.